Buffs, how do you assess that game?
I just said, Andy, it was two bad goals that we've given. I know we conceded three first half, but two of them are very, you know, awful mistakes. And I explained to the players at half-time that the decision-making wasn't good enough. For those incidents, the rest of it in the first half was okay. It was a containing job. We knew that they'd have a lot of the ball, Bournemouth, and they're a good side. They, you know, Eddie's got a fantastic side there, and all credit to them. They played very, very well tonight and knocked it about, and it's contain, and then trying to hit them on the counter-attack, and we knew that was going to be the case tonight. And that's what I wanted. I wanted a couple of stiff tests. So, yeah, there were a couple of guilt-edged mistakes, and you can't hide behind that, and I'm not going to, and neither will the players. You know, they've made them, and thank God they've made them now, than make them later. You know, I don't think you'll see Danny Ellens going and receiving the ball in his own D again this season. You know, he's been told in no uncertain terms what's what, and the back four of, you know, we did a lot of work on Monday and this morning about denying space in behind, and after a minute their centre forward pops up in that space that we're trying to deny. So we've got a bit of work to do still there to make sure that doesn't happen again. And then obviously Paul's let it go through him, which happens, but he reacted well and made a couple of good saves after that. So if you take the two comical goals out of it, we're not too bad. First half, we had a couple of chances ourselves. And it was, yeah, it was a bit disappointing that those mistakes happened, but I'm glad they've happened now rather than later in the season.
Fitness-wise, are you pleased with where the squad is?
Yeah, I am, yeah. You know, a few need 90 now, which they'll get Saturday, definitely. You know, Webster's come through 90 tonight. Jed's come through 90 tonight, which is good. You know, a couple have had it previously. So, yeah, we're getting there now, and it's all about peaking, like I've always said, for August the 9th against Exeter. But it'll be another tough test here against Cheltenham on Saturday. They'll have a lot of the ball.
How pleasing was it to see Andy Barcham at full flight down the left wing? Because you always worry with quick players when they have hamstring problems.
Yeah, you're always pleased when players come back from injury. Of course you are, that they're raring to go and fit to go. And Andy did well first half. I spoke to Andy about being a bit more direct, and when he gets in 1v1 situations, can he go and hurt them a bit more? And I think we saw glimpses of that first half. And, you're playing against Championship players here. They'll go close this year, Bournemouth, I think. I think they'll knock on the door for the playoffs this year, definitely. So it was a real tough test for us tonight. And like I said, take the two goals out of it that were really poor goals. The other goal in the first half's not great either, but it's not as bad, obviously, because it's not as obvious the mistakes. But, you know, take those two goals out of it that were horrendous mistakes, but the players will learn and make sure that doesn't happen again. And we're okay. So, yeah, I was pleased in lots of areas tonight, and thankfully there's no points on it tonight. That's the pleasing thing.